The final numbers are in. All 15 counties have filed final voter information, and we can now see just who voted in Arizona in 2018. And now Garrett Archer, data analyst with the Secretary of State's office, can begin his deep dive into those numbers. Now, we've reported about efforts to get out the youth vote in 2018 and to mobilize Latino and minority demographics to turn out to vote. So how much did any of that happen? Archer is with us now via Skype to walk us through the data. So Garrett, we know there was record turnout for this midterm election. Let's start there. What were the final turnout numbers?
Yeah, so we do know these numbers. 2.4 million people cast a vote in the general election. This was that's about 65% of registered voters in Arizona. This was the highest turnout for an Arizona midterm in 36 years. And also the most people who have ever cast a ballot in Arizona in every election except 2016.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, so we talked about before the election, even if we had, quote unquote, record turnout, it would still only mean around 50% of registered voters. So 65 sounds like a lot.
65% is tremendous for a midterm, yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. So let's look at the party breakdown here. So there are obviously more registered Republicans in the state than there are Democrats, but we did see some Democrats win. So clearly people split their tickets here and there. But give us the breakdown. What did it look like?
So about 960,000 Republicans cast a vote. That was about 75% turnout for the party. 800,000 Democrats cast a vote. That's about 70% turnout. So interestingly enough, there was about 75 to 70 for Republicans, Democrats, and then 640,000 unaffiliated and other party, minor party registrants voted. And that's about 50% turnout for that group.
Any interesting breakdowns in terms of where these things happened, like where each party turned out most in the state?
Yes, of course. Well, the parties always turn out most in Maricopa County, as everyone can expect. It is about 62% of the electorate. You know, one of the interesting things we saw is that we haven't gone over is the 500,000 or so that cast a ballot on Election Day. Mm-hmm. This is a very interesting group, as it is completely it's a lot more different than the mail-in group that I'm used to seeing. This group was significantly younger, and even though it was still more Republican, it was, you know, the Democrats did pretty well on Election Day, but it was with a very, very young demographic that showed up on Election Day. The largest voting block for Election Day, the age category, was 18 to 34.
Yeah, so let's talk more about that age breakdown. Did you look at certain counties where the colleges are and how that kind of broke down? Like, did college students come out the way that we saw the lines on Election Day maybe indicate that they were?
There is indication. There is some argument you could make. Coconino County, which is in northern Arizona, Flagstaff, and home of Northern Arizona University. This county is quite a populous county. I mean, obviously not, when compared to Maricopa County, but it's still considered one of our mid-populous counties. And this county, the 18 to 34 category, was the in total top category of votes cast. I have never seen that in an election. This group was the top vote casters in both the mail-ins and the election day. In the urban counties, Maricopa County, Yuma, and Coconino, these counties, 18 to 34, all did very well on election day, but their mail-in ballots numbers, were not as tremendous as their election day numbers. So they did not win, if you will, the categorical breakdown for the total, but in Coconino County they did. So you can make an argument as to that, because NAU is a pretty big influence on Coconino County's population.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so it seems clear that the narrative we heard so much about, that the youth vote turning out, did happen here in Arizona. But what about some of the other demographic breakdowns? We heard a lot also about the Latino vote turning out here and how Latino voters in this state were going to turn the tide and turn Arizona purple at some point. Does it look like that happened?
Latino vote actually held about what, as far as I can tell, the Latino estimate is a little different in the way we calculate it, but the Latino estimate did seem to hold about what we saw in 2016. And it seems to have occurred anywhere between 15 to 20% of the vote was Latino. I did not see a significant spike or increase in that demographic.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. How do you break that down? Are you looking at how people identified themselves, or is it based on their names?
It is a combination of the census data and the surname. So it does, there is a significant margin of error in the estimate for Hispanic turnout. That's just unfortunately the way we have to do it, simply because it's the only way that, you know, we don't collect ethnic data on the voter registration form. So we have to, in order to make an estimate, we have to use a surname combined with the census.
Okay, so Garrett, now that you have all of the information and it's a couple months later and you know all of the shoes have dropped here, what do you think? I mean, I guess looking forward to the next election, what lessons will be learned by elections officials in the office where you work in terms of how elections will be shifting in the future?
It appears that, you know, we're looking at a situation where being a midterm, having such high turnout, is this a tectonic shift in the way elections are being conducted in Arizona, or was this just a one-off? That's going to be one of the biggest questions that come in both the next statewide presidential general and then the following midterm. Other things that are lessons learned are that demographic, that younger demographic that has to be served with a little bit more mobility, if you will, and flexibility. Mm-hmm. These are the kind of things that we have to think about, those vote centers, those making it easier for people to vote. That demographic on Election Day was quite young. And you know, that means that that's a working population. So, you know, these are the types of things that we have to account for when we are setting up our plans for the statewide general.
All right, that's Garrett Archer, elections analyst with the Secretary of State's office. Garrett, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you for having me.